The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On what show? This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmaner, with you on this 11th day of October, 2017. And Mike and I were busy yesterday.
Very.
Oh, God. You know, you folks heard me complaining, you know, running a network, doing a show every day, trying to do housework and everything. Well, it wasn't just a housework. It wasn't just a cleaning. That don't say anything yet.
No.
Okay, fine. I needed a garbage disposal. Mikey went out and got me a garbage disposal. Put it in. It leaked. We had to pull it back out. The timer and all the electronics on the stove went out. I haven't been able to use it since you were here, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah.
How did you fix that? Spit on it a couple of times?
I said three Hail Marys, spit on the back, rubbed a couple of condensers, and put it back together.
And it worked?
Yes.
The toilet today, the wax ring we thought...
No, you're forgetting the locks on the doors that wouldn't close, so the cat ran out and you had to chase it for 3 hours. So, go ahead.
You fixed the doors. The toilet, which had a bad wax ring in the base, you pulled the thing out, there was no wax. That ended up all over everything. And folks, word of warning, get a hazmat team with mask and rubber gloves. You tried to take one of those things apart. Got all that back together. The damn thing, while you were off to the store to
Lowe's,
get to Lowe's. Lowe's.
For 3 times I had to go.
Three times. In the meantime, the valve with the that fills up the tank was leaking.
No, the valve that came out to go, that you controlled the on-off water in the bathroom was bad.
And I'm downstairs, and I'm hearing this tick, 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 tick sound. And I'm looking around. I turned everything off, audio, electronic, everything. And I keep hearing this tick. Here it is, water dripping down on the first floor through a register. We got that fixed. And we're going to tackle the fence tomorrow. Long and short of it, folks, I wasn't here yesterday because Mike and I were working while you're here. You're going to be gone Friday, right?
No, I'm going to be gone Sunday morning.
Oh, well, so I got you this weekend.
Yeah, and you're going to invent some more stuff for me to do. Tomorrow's the gate.
And this,
I know.
And this is what he said. This is what he says to me. Every time you use the bathroom, you're going to think of me. Every time you use a garbage disposal, you're going to think of me.
No, he say it quite that way. Well, every time you eat, you're going to think of me because I fixed your stove. Every time you put something down the garbage disposal, you'll think of me because you can crush it up. And every time you take a dump, you can think of me because I fixed your toilet. Every time you sleep, you could think of me because I put your bed together a few months ago. So go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm being nice. I'm not going to do the other half of that story.
Okay.
Okay. Right. But at any rate, thank you so much. You know, these are the things that...
Can I do a shout-out to Don Wiskin?
Sure.
John has these cardivites, his extendivite, I'm sorry, in his pantry, and he doesn't know that I've lost 5 pounds in the last 3 days because I've been swiping them, and they went into his toilet. 5 pounds. I'm 5 pounds lighter with extendivite.
Okay, this story's getting a little crappy at this point.
All right.
Okay, but anyhow, thank you, Michael. So the reason I wasn't here, and I had a substitute yesterday as we were catching up, and it was quite a ride. Oh, and one other thing. What was that vacuum cleaner? Was it Kirby you left me 3 months ago when you left?
Yes.
What did you say to me before you left?
Merry Christmas.
No, you said every time you sweep your floor, you're going to think of me.
And
I do, because that's a wonderful vacuum cleaner.
So I sold them for years. I was a top salesman in the motor division in 1978, and I swear by them. They last forever.
Well, I'm telling you what, I am truly amazed. Now I know why they cost $600 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know. Best vacuum cleaner at Dyson, eat your heart out. Mm. Your overpriced piece of, you know, cyclical or what is that?
The amazing thing about it is you can pick those up at a Goodwill or, you know, online or whatever for $50, $100, and they last forever. The Kirby.
The Kirby's,
yeah.
They are the best vacuum cleaner I think that was ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And I compare those to the overpriced Dysons. At any rate, enough of that stuff. Okay. But thank you, Michael, for all of what you've done. I appreciate it.
Oh, we have a bombshell. We're not going to give it to you right now, though, folks.
Oh, but first, we're going to drop this one on you. Steve Elkins from God's Waiting Room. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John. You know, that intro, you guys sound like a really happy couple.
Oh, if you only saw behind the scenes,
Michael,
what's going on.
Michael's playing house. You sound like a nice couple there.
Well, I mean, he's able to do all the stuff that I don't know how to do, and he had this much trouble knowing how to do it. And if I were to tackle it with what I don't know, my house probably would have been burned down or something by now. I don't know. You know. Well, the rumor was, Steve, that I'm Jewish and I can't screw in a light bulb. Gee whiz. I think I just might have fueled a conspiracy theory there. There we go.
Yep.
You were talking with Ron McDonald. California is pretty much burning down. And
yeah, it is. My wife and I had a talk yesterday. We sold at the right time because if we'd put our house up now, we would have, nobody would have bought it. We would have lost big time on this house. And we were lucky enough to sell at the height of the market, so thank God for that. We kind of dodged two bullets. We dodged the Irma bullet, the hurricane, and then we dodged this one. And never in our wildest dreams would we have ever thought that Sonoma County, where we lived, would be a threat to any kind of fires. We don't live in a concrete jungle, but there is forestry around, but this thing is huge. And it is going to take years and years to get Santa Rosa and my area back to where it was. I'm not sure that'll ever happen. Ron and I talked about that. The devastation itself, I don't see a lot of people just stay around and say, I'll build. That's going to take forever. I think a lot of people are going to be leaving this area. And it could possibly be kind of a ghost town. It's a good-sized city. Santa Rosa is, I'm going to say, 154,000 people. And at the last count, I just got my internet back up because I lost it this morning, but I got it back up. My last count, I have 18 dead. There were, at this morning, 2,000 homes that had burned down along with businesses.
So far, Steve, they've said that there's 3,500 structures that have been burnt to the ground.
Yeah, I'm going to say I had unconfirmed right now. I still haven't got this number to be confirmed, but 3,000-plus homes and businesses gone. That's huge. That's huge.
Steve, let me interject here just for a moment and ask you. John posed a theory to me, which caused a light bulb to go off in my head this afternoon, because as you had mentioned on Monday, somebody started those fires, and I believe it was confirmed by a spokesperson for the police department, was it, that, yes, indeed, somebody started those fires? And John came up with an interesting theory that kind of segues into a bombshell that we're going to drop on the audience in a little while here. And I'd like to hear your opinion on John's outside theory.
Well, go ahead.
No, it's your theory. Go ahead and tell him.
Well,
relevant. I think it's very likely that the numerous fires that we are seeing now, we're looking at 20 fires, started at 13 a couple of days ago, now it's at 20, and it's growing. As a matter of fact, the winds tonight will be up to 50-mile-an-hour gusts.
Oh.
And I'm told in my old neighborhood now, they're doing advisory evacuations, saying you might want to get out because they expect the fire to jump to 101 and actually hit my neighborhood possibly today or tomorrow.
With 50-mile-an-hour winds out there? you can bet your bottom dollar it will.
Yeah. So I have my brother-in-law. He's listening, and he may call in a little later, named Kevin. And he did a little satellite search to watch these fires. And what he found was there were fires that appeared on satellite, if I'm corrected, that were moving from south to north, and I would be north of those fires. I was told the initial fire came from Calistoga, California.
Which is?
It creeped over the mountain, which is about 35, 40 miles from where I live.
Which direction?
So that would be going east of where I live.
Okay, but aren't... Hold on. Okay, I'm trying to get the location where this started. The prevailing winds, aren't they west to east?
I would think the winds would be north to south. Well, it's hard to say.
Okay.
Off of Bodega Bay, you would say it would be west to east, east to west. The way they're saying is that it was blowing down, which means it was going from Calistoga. It would be going from north to south.
But still east overall of the location of the fires. Okay, gotcha. All right.
So, Ron pointed something out to me today, and I agree. He's just, what a sharp guy this guy is. But you have emergency services that are in place, and I referred to the siren system. We have big towers. And as we had them back in Indiana, when I lived in Indiana, the Midwest, they go off. And, Michael, you know what that means. That means tornado has been spotted or it's touched down.
Mm-hmm.
We have them in California to indicate on the coastline, we get to indicate tsunamis to get to higher ground. And if you live in a forestry area like Ron does, and I kind of do, I did, it indicates forest fire, earthquakes, and the least likely scenario would be tornado. We never see tornadoes. So this system that was in place, the siren system, was never activated, John and Mike. It was never activated. People were running outside their homes when they realized there was a fire, smoke. They would knock on doors to wake other people. How much time did you waste knocking on five people's doors rather than getting your own belongings and getting out safe? The siren was not used.
You know, that kind of leads a little bit more credence to your outside theory there, John.
Well, and along the lines of these being intentionally set.
Hold on to your seat.
Jerry Brown announced today, Steve, that there's going to be funding, emergency funding coming from the Fed. So they're opening up the cash bag, or should I say the credit drawer, because they don't have any cash. They're going to have to borrow money to bail out California. What if these fires were all intentionally set to get some federal money in there to patch up their leaking boat? I don't know why California is not officially bankrupt, but isn't this a great stimulus package for jobs? Burn down half California, you got to clean it up. You got to have builders in there. You got to have this. You got to have that. And the federal spigot opens up. Now, I'm not going to suggest that Donald Trump is going to pad the account for Jerry Brown. I would probably put it on Jerry Brown to pad that account, to pump in a few billion dollars in the California economy.
Oh, no, the feds have just announced that they are approving it. I just saw that just before.
Yeah, they're approving it. But what I'm saying, though, is that Jerry Brown is going to make sure that there's enough money that it's thrown around, that some of that goes into the state budget, doesn't have anything to do with anything burning down or anything else. They're in serious trouble out there because they're a sanctuary state, and you can bet your bottom dollar that every illegal is now heading for the great state of California.
Well, you said the magic word, sanctuary state, which means by law that they're actually not supposed to get any federal aid, federal grants at all, no money. So, you know, this kind of all would fit, you're right, a stimulus package.
Yep.
And Ron and I talked about this, and what better way to boost an economy, to get an economy to grow that's stifled or dead, but through devastation? And this is what we have now, devastation here in Santa Rosa.
Because if you think about it, just think about all the labor and all the materials necessary for building a building. You got window people or glazers. You've got carpenters. You got masons. You've got this. You electricians. You got a bunch of people that are needed. Their services. I don't know. I'm going to walk out on this thin conspiracy limb here to suggest that, yeah, these fires were started to the end of pumping money into California. That sounds like a more likely scenario to me than these fires that are just jumping the shark and ending up everywhere. I think they've come out recently. They said 130,000 to 140,000 acres have burned, 35 structures have burned, both big and small, people's homes, hospitals, Walmarts, give it a name, give it a location. And what are we going to have tonight? 50-mile-an-hour winds? What do you want to make a bet, Steve Elkins? We lose 200,000 to 300,000 acres, and this little building burning process we're going through right now, it'll triple, maybe quadruple.
Yeah, I think that it's right there. I think this is a high probability that's going to happen. You know, you mentioned something about, I think maybe Michael Herzog mentioned about conspiracies. And you know how when we use logic and we point out irregularities in the official story, the liberal media, mainstream media, automatically jumps to conspiracy in a negative way, that you're a nuke, you're a kook, you're a nutcase. Yeah. But Ron said something to me today, and I had to write it down because it was so good. But you first, as an investigator, and that's what he does a lot of investigation before he actually takes on a case, but for using reason and logic, you first must disprove a negative before you go to a positive. And so we need to, I know RBN listeners, you do, I do, Michael does, we look at things, we look at the big picture, we see sometimes the obvious, yeah, that's true, that's possible, and then we look at the things that are illogical and not possible, and we say, wait a minute here, and we call attention to those things. Now, that's exactly what this whole scenario is. This whole fire thing does not fit. The press Democrats reporting it as the worst natural disaster in Santa Rosa history. Now, if you use that word natural, that would refer to nature, which would mean it was started by lightning strike or something like that.
Which is
that
it?
That is not the scenario. We had no storms.
Yeah.
To no lightning strikes, no storms to have started the initial fire. So it's not an act of nature at all.
Well, it ain't over. And mainstream is just now really starting to actively report on this. It was like it was a non-existent entity for, 3 days? It started Sunday night. Monday, right. Tuesday, finally Fox News is starting to pick up and reporting on this. But I'm watching One America News. They've been covering this since Sunday night. And it was big. I kind of got the feeling of that after talking with you and Ron McDonald out there. I mean, there's a reason why Ron wasn't on the air with us Monday. He had actually taken in somebody that their home had burnt down. Isn't that correct, Steve?
Yeah, he did, from Glenn Ellen, and I talked to him this morning a couple times. And it wasn't family, but good friends that had lost their home. The home had burned down. And they had actually relocated now to other family. But now Ron, being the great guy he is, took them in as long as they needed to be there and help them out. But the family lost their home, Greg.
Well, Steve, aren't you glad you got out when you did?
Actually, I am, John. I really am. And, you know, the sanctuary, I always said the sanctuary state really ticked me off, is that the taxpayers, the citizens are disregarded. My voice has been stifled, and a governor who has the audacity to come out and say that, basically, I don't care what you want. I don't care about the citizens. I care about the illegals, and I have a problem with that. But when I talked to Ron today, I think what really bothered Ron was, like I said, those emergency services.
Hey, hang on 1 second. Hang on 1 second. We've got a break here. Hang on, Steve Elkins, reporting from God's Waiting Room in Florida. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
That's all that ever is an imminent front. We're back. Michael, you had a thought during
the
break.
Yeah, you know, Steve, Occam's razor, usually the simplest explanation is likely the real one. And we've heard all these stories, you know, they don't know where it's coming from, and then, oh, you know, now they're saying, well, you know, obviously somebody started these fires, we don't know who, and blah, blah, blah. But they need money, and they want federal funding, and we just got approved for federal funding. But on the other side of the coin, you look at California, that's in such deep financial trauma, literally on the verge of bankruptcy. And what more simple explanation could there be than some of these nefarious bureaucrats would set some of these other patsies up to set the fires and then cry to the government, the federal government, for the money. That pretty simple.
Which, by the way, on the precursor to all of this was Trump's no money for sanctuary cities. Now we've got pretty much declared a sanctuary state,
mm-hmm.
And of which Trump is going to go
pump billions into
California.
Well, what
does California? That say? But again, you know, we're going to segue further into this later, folks, and
stay tuned because you don't want to miss this one.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I was literally just off my chair today when John mentioned this to me.
I was just sitting there with a sardonic smile on my face, nodding my head.
Yes. Well, yeah. At any rate, you know, the bottom line is that, yes, this ties in with what we're going to report here in a little while. So stay tuned.
Yeah. Anything else for us, Steve?
Yeah, I just want to say that when I talked to Ron, he was very upset. And I think what really upset him the most was that the alert systems that were in place were not utilized at all, not used at all. The siren system wasn't used. And there was no air support using dropping fire retardant until the following day.
No air support.
At 1 p.m.
Yeah, no air support. No sirens. The fire department is evacuating people as opposed to trying to put out the fires. What's up with this?
Yeah. Well, does this remind you a little bit of the, either it's ignorance or somebody was told to stand down. And the last time we remember that was 9/11 with Dick Cheney saying, intercept these.
And Robert Mueller at the time, the head of the FBI, covering for Dick Cheney, of which we're going to get into in a little bit.
Yep.
Stick around.
All righty. Steve?
Well, I think right now with the last thing I want to say is that the fire department here is complaining that, well, first of all, low water pressure because all these sprinkler systems had gone off at the same time, basically trying to put them out, and low water volume. So they're basically standing around with what little water and what pressure they have. They're watching homes burn and trying
Stop right there, Steve. Of which they control, people think of electricity in grids, okay? But what is also on a grid? Your water supply. If they're losing pressure because buildings are burning down and they really don't care and they need the water pressure to put out fires elsewhere or to combat them where they're cropping up, you would need water pressure. So you could go in, and this is just foreplanning, just forethought. If you need water pressure, I mean, is this kind of reminiscent of San Francisco earthquake? They didn't have any water pressure there either. Why? Well, the whole damn city erupted. But if you think about this, this is piss poor planning is what it is. And it's a government run operation, inefficient as usual, where it shouldn't be. I mean, look, the joke has been for 50 plus years, people waiting for the San Andreas fault to finally build up enough little, and all of a sudden it rips. And you're going to have an earthquake that hits San Francisco, pretty much hit half of California and level half of it. You know, all of these things. But yet, you know, just to do a temporary patch here, let's get out some Band-Aids. We got a few economic leaks here. We've gone in over our heads supporting all these illegals, practicing socialism the way it ought to be, if you're going to do it, redistributing other people's money. And quite frankly, you people in California, here's my problem, Steve. If they all do what you've done, this is pretty much going to cede California to the communists and the brown berets and all the illegals that you can pack into that damn state.
John, I got one thing to say after the break real quick, and I'll leave you guys alone.
All right.
One thing.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-888 872-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted. Shake down, break down, take. Just about the time you think it's all right.
All right, we are back. Larkin, Texas has something for Steve, and I got Gary in Arkansas. And if you would, please hold any further calls. Steve, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to drop a little bit of a bombshell of thought on you two, and understanding that cloud seeding is a reality. It's a fact. They can do that. So you ask yourself why. First of all, they claimed that California had a drought going a couple years ago. And if cloud seeding were used, and it could be used, why couldn't it be used to consolidate clouds and bring rain formation over these forest fires and put them out? This is technology that is out there. We've used it. We use it in Vietnam. The Chinese used it at the Beijing Olympics to clean the air out. We can make rain, and we could have stopped these fires, at least halted
them
a little bit.
Isn't part of the Bureau of Land Management and other associated agencies that they keep the scrub brush at bay, that they do controlled burns if necessary here and there? And what we discover here, that these fires that rage and burn hundreds of thousands of acres are nothing but more or less tinderboxes, just ready and waiting to go up, whether it's natural or man-made.
Yeah, you're right on it. the forests have been neglected. I'm not even sure how you would even think of cleaning up the forest with all this kindling that's just laying below at the bottom. just probably feet of just kindling below. And it is a ticking time bomb.
And the reason I mentioned that, Steve, if forests are properly taken care of, you don't have this tinderbox laying on the ground. That's how it spreads quickly from tree to tree, and then the heat itself, it just attributes even more. Than you bring up a good wind like you guys out in California are going to get tonight, and there you go. It just strikes me as really, really odd. It just does.
Well, let me throw my theory at you. The reason they're not going to do any cloud seeding to bring rain to stop these fires, that would bring attention to, first of all, that we do have the technology to make it rain, and people are going to say, well, then if that's possible, why did you allow us to go through this drought you said we had, and we had to conserve water, and you started jacking our bills up quite a bit? It would also bring attention to, if you understood cloud seeding as a reality, then you would also understand that what else is a reality, and that's chemtrails. And that opens up a big debate there. Wait a minute here. We can actually do things in the environment to change things, and they don't want to open that door of thought that cloud seeding is a reality, therefore chemtrails and spraying the atmosphere with chemicals, aluminum and whatever, is a reality also. And what we are seeing has all been potentiated and created by those who are in part of this program.
All righty. Steve, I appreciate you coming on. Hold on one second. Let me bring in Lark. He said he had something for you. Go ahead, Lark.
Sure.
Go ahead,
Hello
Lark.
Hello there.
Yes.
Well, you know, I've got the, I'm the guy with the 30-something-year-old niece that got her PhD there at Sonoma State University in Santa Rosa. And I know a little something about the area. The interesting thing to take note of is there's something called Project Censored, which was founded at Sonoma State in 1976.
Yep.
And this, the professors that started that would be Carl Jensen, and the current director is Mickey Huff. They're so left-wing. In fact, Carl Jensen was openly communist before he passed away. They're so left-wing that even they come under fire from publications like Mother Jones and Alternet. So you couldn't have gotten out at a quicker time because that place is a hotbed of communitarianism. You might remember Michael Shaw, the attorney from California, who's made the rounds over the past 10, 15 years on alternative radio stations and so forth. Freedomadvocates.com, I believe, is his website.
Yeah, he's now dead. He died of cancer.
Michael Shaw?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's too bad. Yeah. I know he looked really sick when I last saw him. Hell, he's been on RBN several times. Yep. One time he and his wife were debating a Jewish school superintendent and a former mayor down there. And he put out the word on his email list that he was going to be appearing on the program. It was a talk radio show. I called in support of Michael Shaw and his wife, and they were talking about education policy. Well, you know, my PhD niece got her degree in something that is relative to communitarian education policy. So if anybody wants to know what the hell happened in California, just like what's happened to the rest of the country, it started in the universities. They use these universities.
Hey, Lark. Lark, I wanted to throw at you also part of Project Censored. Peter Phillips is also a part of that, too. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Peter Phillips.
Yes.
He's got several books out from Project Censored. And I actually had lunch with this guy, and it was actually a pretty good lunch until the very end. And then he definitely, we did not agree on some things, and the lunch ended, and I never heard from this guy ever again. But, no, I understand where you're coming from on that.
He was an avowed communist, too. Peter Phillips was an avowed communist, too. He said so in his own writings, in his own words. But anyway, that's all I've got for y'all today. I mean,
thanks, Lark.
Let me, you know, I don't think I ever want to go back to California. You know, my late younger brother is buried in a Northern California veteran cemetery, and he was murdered by his doctors, and his organs were harvested in one of those damn hospitals. So there you have it.
All right, Lark.
Thanks, guys.
All right, I appreciate
Thanks, Lark.
I appreciate your call. All right, Steve, I'm going to be moving on here.
You got it. You got it. I'm looking for the bombshell.
All righty. Hey, thanks. I appreciate your call. Thanks, Steve.
See you, Steve.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Gary in Arkansas, let me go ahead and take Gary here. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, this is Gary. I hear you well. I have a question. If the guest that you have on previous programs, Walter Van Buren, would take the CAFR report for California and various cities and prove that there is money in hidden accounts and the way they do their bookkeeping, keeping two sets of books, that California has got, he said there isn't a state in the United States, if they opened up the CAFR report, had enough money, rat hole, to run the state without any taxes, period, amen, he said. And every state can do it. And the next question comes up, if the CAFR 1 report reflects that, what happened to Detroit's CAFR and all that hidden money? Who got that?
Well, we're going to get into that very issue with Eric John Phelps. I've scheduled him out for a two-hour interview next Wednesday. I hate to use this overused bombshell because everybody's using it in descriptions and YouTube and everything else. But we're going to get into the international connections and where some of this money is going. So we will be able to cover that. And by the way, that's Walt Buren, not Van Buren. It's Walt Buren.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. Well, close enough, you caught it. Anyway, is there any possibility by examining the wind patterns down there where you're having so many fires in Texas to see if they are being controlled by HARP like they do the hurricanes? I know they can do that.
Well, we don't have fires here in Texas, but they sure as hell have them in California, Gary.
And it was
the supposition was with the way the hurricane tracked in. Here that hit Texas is it hit and bounced off like a little cue ball on a pool table, hit the coast, bounced off, and then made another run at it. And a lot of people were concerned that these were being guided. But I was fairly quick to point out, Gary, that we hadn't had any hurricanes for a 12 or 13-year period. But what I did find interesting in paralleling this is that we have unusual sunspots going on with the sun, and this is out of its normal 11-year cycle. So the sun is...
Yeah, well, that's something we can control, but...
Gary, it's nothing we can control. That was the whole point, that when you have this aberrant stuff going on, this is going to affect the upper winds. This is going to affect the biggest thing that controls what our weather does here on Earth, and it's the natural cycles and ocean currents. So I don't think this was government-aided, per se, these hurricanes and the way they hit. I think it was more of natural occurrence that they just either didn't want to report on or dismissed it out of hand.
Well, I watched Katrina out in the middle of the Gulf do a sharp 90. You could have put a T-square on it. Headed straight north to New Orleans. I saw that. I was watching it on my computer.
Yeah, as most of the hurricanes, Gary, that do in the Gulf, I mean, they head north. I mean, that's what they do. Yeah. All right, hey, thanks.
Okay,
I appreciate your call.
Did you get the credit card straightened out?
No, I didn't. And I'll call you later on that one.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, Gary, by the way, is the one, if we remember Michael, he was trying to get people to do a dollar a day club.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are doing it. A lot of people are not. So we'll do our donation pitch for the network. But tell you what, Let's get into the subject matter at hand here.
Well, all righty then.
All righty. The horrifying truth here. Ooh. You're not being told about the Vegas event. Now, I want you folks to listen to this very carefully. They came out, Sargent Report came out with this yesterday. And it is somewhat of a bombshell because now we're starting to connect the personality dots.
Now, before we get into this, though, let me interject, John. All of this time, we've been watching this sheriff, and I believe his name is Lombardo, that is up there. And
yes.
They've changed the narrative two or three times, yes. And first it was so many guns, and then it was up more guns, and then more guns, and then there was guns in his house, and there was one shooter, and the FBI has just stuck to this one shooter thing, and you know, through the course of time since this has happened, we have had numerous reports, numerous YouTube videos that have come up. Even Mike Adams, the health ranger, came out with an extensive video just today, right. An 18-minute clip where he forensically broke down the shooting and the acoustics of the shooting and proved beyond any doubt whatsoever that there was indeed at least two shooters. Now,
One 400 to 500 yards away, and the other one 150 to 250.
About 250 to 275.
Right.
And he even correlated the circumference of where that shooting could have been, which was about four different locales. The FBI is not even looking at that. They're still under this entire scenario, oh, there's just one shooter, and anybody that thinks anything else is a conspiracy theorist.
But now, they did come out and say that, there was a couple incendiary bullets that were put in a gas storage tank out there. One actually penetrated and didn't set it off, and the other one was stuck in the side of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Now, excuse me. Those weren't machine gun or buttstock fired rounds because they would not go out that far with any effect. Accuracy on an AK or an M16, maybe 400 yards, not 500 yards plus. There's not enough power pushing that lead through the air or a jacketed or an incendiary round that would penetrate anything. That had to have been attempted at a closer range.
Mm-hmm. And there's a multitude of witnesses that have come out on YouTube with video. One lady that was shot in the abdomen that wasn't facing the Mandalay Bay when she was shot. There's another video clip of what looks to be a person dressed as a security guard that opened fire right in the mix and then turned around and escaped.
But you started out with the guy that's out there gatekeeping, and his name is Roush.
Yes.
And at the news conference by the sheriff out there today, who's standing there right behind him?
Every time you see this sheriff, it's Lombardo, correct?
Right.
Okay, every time you see this sheriff, look to his left, and you will see this FBI agent, Roush, standing right behind him as his handler.
And if you see the news bits that they're putting out there, Lombardo was dressed in a green shirt with a green tie, just to identify video from video.
Now, that being said, and now that you've digested this, folks, we're going to tell you who Roush is. Hold on to your seat.
As the official story about the lone gunman Stephen Paddock and the shooting in Las Vegas begins to collapse almost as quickly as World Trade Center 7 on 9/11, we're going to tell you the horrifying truth about the even bigger lie about the Vegas event that almost no one is talking about. Forensic audio analysis of the Las Vegas shooting is providing nearly conclusive evidence that alleged and now deceased shooter Stephen Paddock could not have been the only shooter.
There are two different shooters at two different locations.
Meanwhile, the FBI's official timeline of the shooting has changed with new revelations that Paddock allegedly shot a security guard a full 6 minutes before he opened fire on concertgoers. This astounding revelation blows yet another huge hole in the official narrative and leads those who are not mentally impaired to ask if a Mandalay Bay maintenance team could and would respond to an overflowing toilet in a 32nd floor suite within 6 or 7 minutes to prevent flooding. Where on earth was the casino's security teams that evening? We now know that nearly everything about the official Las Vegas narrative, including the official story's check-in date for Stephen Paddock, is untrue. And as Sheriff Lombardo of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department attempts to keep the press updated on the ever-changing storyline, his FBI handler, Special Agent in Charge Aaron C. Rouse, keeps a watchful eye on Lombardo as if to say, stay on script. And we'd like to point out something very strange about Special Agent Rouse. It's probably just an odd coincidence But according to researchers at Vought, Aaron C. Rouse, who before being assigned as the special agent in charge of the Las Vegas division of the FBI, most recently served as section chief in the counterintelligence division at FBI headquarters. But that's not the strange coincidence. No, the strange thing about Aaron C. Rouse is that he's married to this woman, Dublin, California school board trustee Megan Rouse. And the weird thing about that is Megan's father is this man, John Podesta. But that's not even the horrifying truth about the official Las Vegas narrative. This is, regardless of what exactly really happened in the Las Vegas shooting, the mainstream narrative continues to parrot that alleged shooter Stephen Paddock was radicalized by ISIS, which immediately took credit for the attack. That unproven storyline has even found support from alternative media sources like InfoWars' Alex Jones.
So 10, 11 days ago, on October 1st, we told you that our sources revealed to us that there were major ISIS connections to the Las Vegas shooter. Now, by Monday, it became clear from our White House sources that the national security apparatus has asked the president not to release this information because ISIS was planning this attack with codes built into it to trigger massive sleeper cell attacks across the United States that we'd even been predicting would coincide with the Antifa uprisings that are now beginning.
As readers and viewers of SGT Report now know, ISIS, a rebranding of Al-Qaeda, is little more than a CIA-created, Pentagon-funded group of mercenaries that are being used to cause destabilization throughout the Middle East, most recently in Syria, where Pentagon-backed ISIS leadership has been photographed meeting with Senator John McCain, and where ISIS rebels are being trained and used in the attempt to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. So, if ISIS sleeper cells are active in the United States, as Jones is reporting, the question is, who comprises these teams? Who funds them? How did they get into the country? And how, given the Big Brother surveillance state, do they move around the country so freely? The answer to that question may indeed be deeply disturbing. In July of 2014, Knesset member and former Shin Bet chief Israel Hassan gave this blunt warning to a visiting group of European diplomats.
If you do not stand by our side, the day when Islamic terror will reach your homes, your beds, and your kindergartens will come soon.
Yeah, but wait a minute. If they're not standing by Israel's side, why would jihadists target Europe?
Well, could it be
Israel's subtle, I say it's a threat. It's a subtle threat from Israel.
Could it be a relationship between the jihadis and Israel? Shin Bet? And the Israeli Shin Bet, which is one of the
army intelligence.
Intelligence services of the special international
forces,
jury.
Special forces.
This wasn't published for Gentile readers. This is a Jewish publication for Jewish people. They think we Gentiles, we're stupid. We don't read what they write for themselves.
And when we've seen other attacks throughout the world, when asking the question, cui bono, who benefits, it always seems the real beneficiary of the attacks is Israel.
The fact of the matter is we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event.
Do you think that this warning is only limited to the European people, Brendan?
No, it's to everyone.
Do you think Australia is a target as well of this jihadi?
Well, how many Australian Jews go to Israel, serve in the Israeli Defense Force, serve in their army intelligence, serve in Mossad, serve in the counterintelligence branch, serve in their electronics intercept branch, serve in their explosive ordnance branch, you name it. And then they come back to Australia and their name's Bill Jones and they talk just like an Aussie, mate. Yeah, g'day, mate, how you going? And yeah, they're working for Israel.
And you forgot to mention one more thing.
Yeah.
Israeli death squads.
Oh, the death squads, yeah.
Squads running around killing people,
heart attack, stroke, car accident, truck. Who was that Israeli academic who threatened that if Europe didn't stand by Israel, abandon Israel, they would nuke European cities?
He was the Israeli professor of military history.
Yeah, that's it. He said it in Amsterdam.
Martin van Krivelt. Martin van Krivelt. Yeah. He said
nuclear weapons and how Israel had threatened European capitals. If you look at the background to this, Israeli military researcher, historian Martin van Krivelt had actually threatened European cities with annihilation
So when the next terrorist attack in the domestic United States occurs, and it's immediately blamed on or claimed by ISIS, keep in mind the warnings, or thinly veiled threats, of former Shin Bet chief Israel Hassan. And you may want to revisit the recent claims of ex-CIA agent Robert Steele about the true nature of the shooting in Las Vegas.
Number one, Las Vegas is absolutely a false flag event. Whether people died or not, this has been concocted by the Ziocons, by the deep state. This is something in which Sheldon Adelson, who owns the casinos in the area where it happened, and Michael Chertoff, the Zionist first director of the Department of Homeland Security, are in a co-conspiracy with others.
My hat's off to Sergeant Report for putting that out there. Seems like they've got a little grit in their craw.
Lot of information. A lot of interesting, what did I say, Occam's razor information.
I said a couple of weeks ago about AJ. And him being up to his eyeballs in FBI and CIA. You show up at one of their family gatherings, that's all that's there. His father and his mother work for the CIA. Do you think Roger Stone just stumbling across Alex Jones and then having Donald Trump on for a half hour? Didn't he just say that his sources within the White House? Within the White House. And who is concocting and sticking by this lie? The FBI. They're out there to manage this. I'm Michael?
Man.
I'm...
He's treading water for him. What can I say?
Yeah, it's... Alex Jones says it's ISIS. And we all know where that is. Who created ISIS? The intelligence agencies, where? In Israel?
Which was all part and parcel to the Oded Yainan expansion, greater expansion of Israel project. So this is all, I mean, if you go look at what's happening over there and the destabilization in the specific areas that they're doing, and you overlay a map of the Oded Yainan project, it almost distinctly correlates with exactly what they're doing.
A couple of weeks ago, Israel came out and said, look, the United States isn't going to do it. We're going to go in there and we're going to start bombing Syria. There's only one problem. Vladimir Putin told Netanyahu, you'd better back the hell off. What are we doing now? Oh, the nuclear deal, Iran is just running roughshod and they're not honorable and this, that, and the other. Now we're stirring the pot with Iran.
That was Trump. That's Trump saying this. Now, remember, and I've said this before when I was on air, okay, I supported Donald Trump. And early on, you and I both said we were sitting at the train station. We didn't know whether we wanted to get off or were ready to get off. I'm off the Trump train. This man, if he wasn't one of them before, is one of them now.
Who are AJ's sources inside the White House?
That's a good question. But when you listen to his show and you see these CIA people come on, and we've said this before, once CIA, always CIA. The information that is being given out, if it is real information, they would be whacked. It has to be misinformation.
And if Aaron and Melissa Dykes are afraid because they signed a non-disclosure agreement, CIA, you don't tell on the boys back in Langley. They really don't favor that at all.
It's not limited to those two.
We'll be back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.